Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar-S Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, Oregon State had a tough one on Saturday in Reno. A lot of injuries. I know Trent Bray's not going to make excuses, but I want to talk about it with him. He joins us every week on the show, Oregon State football coach. Thanks for making time. Difficult when you are that decimated on the D-line. Can you get into a little bit of that with us? And I know you don't want to make excuses, but just the reality of the injury situation on defense.
Yeah, we had a number of guys down. Unfortunate. Nothing you can do about it. Like I've said before, we have guys on the team that we got to be ready to be next man up, and they're on scholarship, and they got to go in there and perform. So that's what we got to get them to do as coaches.
You used a tight end, I think, at some spot on the D line, and You know, you're trying to MacGyver it a little bit. As a coordinator, you've been in situations where maybe you're missing a linebacker, you're missing somebody in the secondary. But have you ever seen the D line this beat up in your tenure as a coach?
To this extent, probably not. Probably not.
Do you get guys back? Do you have some hope with going, okay, we're not missing these guys for the full season?
Yeah, we'll get them. We'll get most of them back. When that is, don't know. We'll get one back this week, which should help, and then hopefully two more at least by the bye week.
Give us an idea. When you come out of a game like that and you look at the film, do you dwell on film, or is there? Do you kind of know after a little bit of watching what went wrong and then just really need to focus on moving forward and fixing things?
Yeah, it's games are for learning, in my opinion. And so it's learning, how what did we do wrong? How do we fix it? Why did this happen? And the good thing is it was very simple stuff. That's also the thing that's the most frustrating. It's like, getting the guys that are in the game to be disciplined, read their keys, and be in the right spots. That's what we got to get from them.
Yeah, help our listeners understand. There's some people out here probably who have not played football. When you talk about the fit in the run game or reading keys, can you give an example maybe from a linebacker standpoint or, a linebacker who's looking for a certain thing on a certain play? How easy is it for a player to get out of position?
Yeah, it's very easy if their eyes aren't right. Just a number of the quarterback runs that hurt us, especially that late one late in the game. It's as simple as the edge player is supposed to sit on the line of scrimmage and he gets upfield. And it's that just that one piece can lead to a devastating play when you're playing these kind of offenses that are 11 on 11 and read option stuff and all that stuff. So it's as simple as that.
I watched UNLV's game with Utah State, and obviously a lot of offense on both sides of the ball. As a D coordinator, I have to think you're going crazy when you're watching that film because it was just offense one way and offense the other way. What did you see on film when you watched UNLV this year?
Offensively, they do a good job of trying to outnumber you at the point of attack. That's what a lot of those formations that they get in, they put numbers to certain sides and try to overload you. So again, we got to do a great job with our eyes and then getting the hats we need to the side of the point of attack. And then on them on defense, they play fast, they play hard. They're a senior group. I think 10 of the 11 are seniors. So they're a veteran group, and so you can see that when you watch them play.
The Research Stadium impact, guys have been really good at home. Obviously, you have a routine you get into in Corvallis, but what does that stadium mean to you guys? What do you need it to feel like and sound like on Saturday?
Yeah, it means a lot. We've, for a long time, had a history of playing well at home, have this year as well. I think it's natural for people, you know, 18 to 22 to feed off emotion, and having that crowd behind you and loud helps motivate and feed that energy. So that's what we need.
Health-wise, Javonte McCoy didn't look 100% in throwing the ball. Do you have an update on him, or how much injuries do you like to talk about? Because I know there's probably no benefit for you to come on the show or come anywhere else and talk openly about health.
Yeah, I don't like talking about him at all. And kind of two reasons. One, you just mentioned for the opponent, but also I think it's up to the player to talk about his own personal injury, not me. And so that's kind of how I leave it.
Trent Bray with us, Oregon State football coach. Look, you've had big emotional wins. You've had disappointing loss this year, a couple losses. But you still, there's a good season out there for you guys. How do you sort of manage the psychology of your team? Is it any different as a head coach than maybe when you were a position coach, or is that stuff kind of fall in line the same way?
Coordinating and head coach, you know, as far as the messaging and delivering to a large group is very similar. It's not the same. It's we got a way of doing things in a process, and these are the moments of adversity where you have to have commitment and you know, believe in what you do and stay the course. You can't get emotional and overreact to a loss, just like you can't to a win. It's about the process and the work you got to do to be the best version of yourself on Saturday.
I would think that would be really challenging because, you know, your goal is to win the game. And then when you get mm-hmm. the result, like you beat Colorado State in overtime or double overtime, there would be a real temptation to kind of soak that up and maybe believe you're better than you are. It's just like me and this radio show are writing a column. Like, you know, I'm never as good or as bad as I probably think I am. You know, wins and losses are out there for us all. So I think that would be one of the most challenging things to kind of try to have to recalibrate. And you're taking a plane ride home from Nevada, and now you've got another game coming. You don't really have time to sit around feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah, that's it. It's the ability to not dwell on a loss and learn from it. And use it as something to move forward and become better. And that's what great players do. That's what great teams do. And that's the constant messaging is win or lose. Like, we got to learn from the tape, and then we have to improve every week. And so our guys have done a good job of refocusing and focusing week to week.
Now, this may be far out because, you know, these new teams that are coming into the conference, you'll play a whole nother season after this one before you see the Pac-12 kind of come back together in some form or fashion. But you're having conversations with recruits, and I have to think you got some guys visiting the games, and, you know, you don't need to talk specifics. I don't want to get you in trouble, but, you know, what kinds of conversations are you having? Are kids asking about that, or are they more focused on playing time, NIL, what happens next season?
All of the above, but, yeah, I mean, the Pac-12 reforming or building new or whatever you want to call it has been a positive with recruits because they know there's direction, right? Before there was right. uncertainty, there was where is it going to go? What's it going to be? There's at least a something that we're going into a future in a conference, and you know what that's going to look like. No one truly totally knows, but you know you got these teams and they're good teams and good programs, and there's a path forward.
Yeah, I look at you guys, I look at, you know, Washington State and Boise State and some others, and I go, mm-hmm. okay, like this could be the best conference in the West. Like, that's how it kind of mm-hmm. shapes up to be. Trent Bray is with us, Oregon State coach. We don't think about that because, you know, you're going to be at the game. Will you have recruits who visit? And, you know, give us an idea of kind of how that fits into your day as a head coach. Do you get a chance to say hi to them before the game, after the game, on the sideline, or how is that handled?
Yeah, we'll have probably four or five in, and it's that free time Friday when they get into town, spending some time with them. Saturday we got a night game, so I'll get time with them during the day there, but they're going to be, you know, academics and weight room and campus tour and all that stuff leading up to the game. So it's pretty jam packed, but yeah, there's moments where as coaches, you got to be able to wear two hats. You got to be able to, you know, talk recruiting and interact with recruits and then be able to refocus on the task at hand, which is the game.
Talk about literally having to change, like, split personality, right? You go from the recruiting hat to, like, you know, I'm in coaching mode, back to the recruiting hat after the game. Then you're breaking down film. It doesn't sound very restful, but I suppose that you got to love it if you're in it. Trent Bray is with us, Oregon State coach. All right, so getting back on track, like, I do think resilience and grit is so valuable in sports, and I think it would say a lot about your team to come out and play really well on Saturday. How have the practices been?
They've been good. They've been real good. And we even changed the structure of our practice a little bit because of the injuries. And the guys have really liked it. And it's kind of more of a pro model of what we've gone to and people I've talked to. So it's been real productive that way. And then we had a good week of practice so far and looking forward to finishing it out.
Yeah, and I hear a lot. There's some coaches that don't like to do a lot of tackling. But as a defensive guy, you need to tackle a little bit, don't you?
Definitely in, fall camp and spring. Once you get into the season, no. As hard as that is, but at the same time, to me, tackling's all your angle of attack and your feet. And if you're good at those two things, then you're going to be a good tackler. And then you're constantly preaching the strike zone of how you need to strike based on your angle of attack. So as long as you continue to do that and constantly do it, they can still improve in tackling.
I like that. And for parents who are listening, all right, if you don't mind, unofficially doing a little recruiting here. Parents who are listening who have kids who play youth sports maybe in the state of Oregon, maybe they want to grow up one day, want to play at Oregon State, want to play somewhere else. How much tackling, how should tackling be taught with youth sports?
So, that's an interesting question. And I think that's the biggest thing that needs to be taught and taught well at that level. If there is tackling, is how to tackle and how to keep the head out of the tackle.
Sure.
In fact, we had a former employee who, before his son, he'd let his son play tackle football. He made him come work with me every weekend, and I taught him how to tackle safely. So then he felt good about his son going and doing that. So I think that's something that really needs to be stressed at that level. I grew up, we played flag football until we were in eighth grade, which I thought was good for my feet and all that stuff.
Yeah, flag football, and you get a lot of spacing in flag football, and you get a chance to learn some other positions. If you're a big guy, you can go catch some passes.
Yeah.
But that would be kind of a cool program if you could get some of your assistants out in the off season. You do clinics anyway, and a coaching clinic taught by the Oregon State coaches to youth sports coaches. Who knows? Some of those kids grow up, they may end up being Beavers someday.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
All right, not that you're busy enough. Busy enough, you're probably going, what the hell are you doing, man? I'm just trying to coach this team and recruit and do all those other things. All right, I'm going to let you go. Good luck to you on Saturday. One key to the game. Give fans one thing that maybe you're looking for that they can also look for if they're at the stadium and looking for a sign that things are going well.
Run defense. If we stop the run well on Saturday, then we're going to be just fine in the game.
I like that. Trent Bray, thank you, man. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate it.
There he goes. He's busy enough, and I'm giving him more jobs. He had to love that. I'm going, this sounds like a really hectic job, this coaching thing. You're recruiting, you're coaching, you're breaking down film, you're flying back from Reno. Hey, you know what you should do? You should be holding clinics on the weekend. Teach these youth sports coaches how to coach. And look, I think apologies to the youth sports coaches who are out there. Tremendous coaches who are out there fighting the good fight. But I do think more instruction, coaching of the coaching needs to be done. I think it needs to be done in all sports. I am big on youth sports. I'm watching my kids play youth sports, and I see a lot of good. I also see, I'm rubbernecking a lot when we're watching other games on other fields or walking through a gym. I'm watching what's happening in the gym. And I'm kind of paying attention. And sometimes I think you get situations where coaches are just coaching because nobody else was coaching. And, we need coaches. Like, we need umpires and we need referees. And so I don't think it's a bad idea. Like, if I'm Oregon State, see, Oregon's got the angle with five-star recruits, Division Street, and you can't compete with that if you're Oregon State. But if you're Oregon State, what you can do is you can become the people's program in a way and go, hey, look, we're going to be out at youth sports events. We're going to be out with the high schools. We're going to be working with those coaches, holding clinics. Why not? Why not find any angle available to you? And, you know, I'm not saying that some recruit one day is going to be like, well, they coached at my clinic, and so I'm going to turn down an NIL offer and go to Oregon State. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, can you build and can you develop fans? Can you develop a connection with the youth sports scene? Can you get people on Friday nights to be talking about how, hey, look, you know, these coaches came out and worked with our program? Absolutely. I have some parting thoughts coming up, and they involve high school football. Leave it here.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.